We receive so many prayer requests from people who are dealing with anxiety, fear, worry, anxiousness, anything like that. It's something that many, many people are dealing with these days. And I'm going to pray in a minute, but I have something special. Because if that's you, if I'm describing you, I want to pray for you so you can give that concern to God and receive His peace today. Remember, I've been saying the scripture for the last week or two. Jesus said, "My peace I give you, not the kind the world gives." No, my peace, Jesus said. Now, anxiety, fear, they're not from God. Now, let that sink into you. Jesus came, He said in John 10:10, to give you life and more abundantly. That does not include anxiety, fear, worry, dread. Fear and anxiety robs you. It steals from you. It takes your peace. It takes your sleep. It even takes the simple joys in life. And the Bible says in 2 Timothy that God has not given you a spirit of fear. Listen to that. But instead, He's given you a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind, okay? It was His intention that you'd walk in the power of that authority that He gave you and that you'd have peace in your mind. I'm talking about being free from anxiety. So if you or anyone you know is dealing with anxiety, I have something that I want to give you today. Now, you know, I have a lot of different books I've written. I've got some big books. And I've got some smaller ones. I've got When All Hell Breaks Loose. You've been hearing me talk about that. I've got my biggest book I ever wrote, Your Road to a Better Life. But I've got something else today. This is a little book I wrote called Overcoming Fear with Faith. Overcoming Fear with Faith. And I want to remind you. I want to remind you that this is free. It's yours if you want it. All you have to do is call. Or go to richardroberts.org/offers. I will give it to you. Now, sometimes healing comes over quickly. Sometimes it comes over a period of time. Remember, I used to tell the story on this program about the 22 warts on my left hand and how it took 10 days. But 10 days later, they were gone. So I'm going to set my faith with you. And this little booklet, I believe, can help you. Overcoming Fear with Faith. And for anyone who's suffering any type of fear or worry or dread or anxiety or anything like that, this book can be a great blessing in your life. It's free. There it is, Overcoming Fear with Faith. Just call that number, 918-495-7777, or go to richardroberts.org/offers. And I pray and believe it will be a blessing in your life. I'll get it in the mail just as quickly as I can. So call now. And if you get a busy signal, stay on the line. I'll be right with you. Overcoming Fear with Faith. You've got faith, friend. You've got it. The Bible says God's given to every person. That includes you. With faith. He's given you faith. It's yours. You just got to use it in Jesus' name. Father, right now in the authority of Jesus' name, I curse every fear, curse every worry, curse every anxious moment. I curse the mental issues as a result of it. In the authority of Jesus' name, I send the word of God to you. And I believe, God, for your healing right now. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Get this book, Overcoming Fear with Faith. Now, as I said, today is Throwback Thursday. We'd like to take you back into the past of this ministry and show you some wonderful testimonies that happened then, because God can do the same thing today. This is a man by the name of Gene. He's from Mountain Grove, Missouri, and he came into my dad's crusade in 1956 right here in Tulsa. I remember I was in that crusade. I was about 7 or 8 years old. He had a tremendous healing. It's concerning rheumatic fever and a heart condition. Go with me now, 1956 in the old Tulsa Fairgrounds Pavilion. Just watch.
Young man, you look like you're having a hard time getting up here. Is that right?
Yes.
How did you come to this meeting?
Well, my brother brought me down.
Did they have to carry you, bring you in a chair?
In a wheelchair.
In a wheelchair. And you were able to get up and walk in this line?
Yes.
Have you been crippled for some time?
Well, the last time I've been in a wheelchair for a year.
Is it rheumatic fever and a
yes.
heart condition? And the doctors now say nothing can be done.
That's right.
Gene, you're from Mountain Grove, Missouri.
Yes,
Route 5, Box 59? B-59. Gene, you made this trip because you had faith.
Yes, sir.
Are you glad you've come this far?
I sure am.
What are you expecting?
Healing.
You're expecting it?
It's the only thing.
It's the only thing. Audience, touch the chairs, a point of contact. Master, we ask for the healing of this young man. Turn around here. Let me see how you are. Praise God. Raise one leg up at a time, Gene. Raise your arms up and down. Yes. Tell me how you feel now.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. What do you feel like doing?
Running. Sure do.
Well, I tell you. Walk off that platform and walk back up here. I want to see you. Hallelujah. People, that's not the way he came up here. Gene, tell me this. What are you going to do with that wheelchair?
Push it home.
God bless you. Who did this for you?
Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Gene, what gave you the faith to be brought here?
I don't know. I saw it done a lot of times. I knew he could do it.
You knew God could do
it? Yes, sir.
And you made the trip?
Yeah.
You're going home a new man?
Yeah.
I wish you Godspeed. Oh, that hand clap. That's good. Praise God. If God did that for Gene, he can do it for you. Praise God.
Yes, he certainly can. If he did it for Gene, he can do it for you, because God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. In the authority of Jesus' name, just like my dad prayed over that young man and God healed him, and you saw the absolute obvious change in him. You saw how he came up and you saw how he went off. In the name of Jesus, just like my father prayed over him, I pray over you. I rebuke this satanic attack. Come out in the name of Jesus. Whatever it is, come out in Jesus' name. And I want to remind you of something. I was listening. I was thinking about that little book I'm offering as I was watching that testimony. It takes me back to when I was a child there in that crusade myself. I remember those days because I was there. Scripture in 1 John 5:4. You ought to write that down. 1 John 5:4. It's a very, very powerful scripture. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this, the scripture says, is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. That's how important your faith is. Now, that young man, young in those days, at 56, he said he didn't really know what brought it. He just was drawn. Now, that's what your faith does. Your faith draws you toward a miracle. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this, what you just saw, this is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. You were born with faith, friend. You got it. God has given to every person the measure of faith. You don't have to go get faith. You've got it. You've got faith. Now what you've got to do is take that faith and release it. I was telling you earlier about those 22 warts on my hand. I had to learn how to release my faith and believe God. It didn't happen that moment. It happened 10 days later, but it happened. And that was 66 years ago. And I've never had another wart on my hand. It's my left hand. And I'm left-handed. Never had another one. Not just the healing, I learned how to release my faith. When I pray for you, release your faith, because your faith is the victory. You know that old song, faith is the victory. Remember that old song? Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. Faith is the victory. That's right, your faith. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. Your faith, you have the faith inside you. Faith to believe and to expect for His miracle touch in your life. If you need special prayer, call us right now at 918-495-7777. Ask for your little free book, Overcoming Fear with Faith. It won't take you long to read it. It's only about 14, 15 pages or so. It's available right now. It's free. It's yours. You can overcome your fear with your faith. You can do it. 918-495-7777, richardroberts.org/offers, and I believe it'll be a blessing. Sounds like our prayer lines are absolutely jammed right now. I think I got about 22 prayer partners. Thank God for them and for them praying. I'm looking at every one of them. Everyone's got someone on the line right now. If you get a busy signal, call back or stay on the line, one or the other, and we'll get right back to you. Cherie, in Oliphant, Pennsylvania. Yes, I'll do that, Lord. Someone being healed in your right shoulder right now. The pain that just emanates in your shoulder and goes down your arm, you're being healed right now. All that pain starts right here and goes right down your arm. You're being healed right now. There's another person, your chin, you have numbness in your chin, and you're being healed right now. And there's another word, another person has a growth on the side of your nose. It's just dissolving now in Jesus' name. And another person, you've got a real serious eye condition. I'm not sure if it's right or left, but you have a serious eye condition, and it's just clearing up right now, even as I'm speaking. Now, if that's you, examine yourself. Let us know who you are. Cherie is in Oliphant, Pennsylvania. Call for her prayer for her mother, who is suddenly unable to walk, in great pain, having negative side effects from medicine that was not addressing the problem. She said she called for prayer after prayer. She's calling back now to say thank you so much. The doctor has now taken her off the medication, and now the symptoms are leaving, and she's able to walk again. Thank God for that, Cherie. Praise God. Rhonda is in Portage La Prairie in MB, that's Manitoba, Canada, watching you. I watch you live all the time, she says. Word of knowledge you gave. I had a migraine headache. You gave that word about people being healed from migraine headaches. It left immediately. I was healed immediately in the name of Jesus. And she mentions, please pray for my dad. In the name of Jesus, Rhonda, I'm praying over your dad, Frank, right now. Hope you're watching today. You say you watch most days. Glad you are watching up in Manitoba. Tasha in Kissimmee, Florida. They're in the Orlando area. Call for prayer. For my 3-year-old granddaughter who has been in the hospital with pneumonia. Thank you for praying. By the next morning, she was up, running around, and singing. Praise God. Thank God for healing children. Jesus himself said, suffer the little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. The children, your grandchildren, they're the next generation. They're your heritage. Thank God for this little child being healed. Any person has a child or a grandchild is sick today, in Jesus' name, I send the word of God to that child for God to raise him, raise her up, just like this little girl was raised up. Praise God. Annette in Bow Bridge, Louisiana. I sent my prayer request concerning anxiety. I've been struggling with it for 5 years. So weak at times from the fight, I wanted to give up. But this week, for the first time in 5 years, I feel hope. Oh, hallelujah. Joy is being restored and a feeling alive is washing over me. I've been watching you and I feel refreshed every time I hear you. Praise God. Thank you for praying over me, and what a treasure God is. I am set free. Now listen to what, if God can do that for Annette, he can do that for you. You know, he's not limited to the state of Louisiana. You know, I love Louisiana. I preached a few months ago for Jesse and Kathy to plant us in New Orleans. I love the state of Louisiana. I did a special birthday video for Jimmy Swaggart in Baton Rouge. They played it in their church, sent me a video of it. I love Louisiana. But you know, God's not limited to Louisiana. What he did in Louisiana for her, he can do for you. And he can do it right now. Well, that's why I'm offering this book, Overcoming Fear with faith. If I know a lot of you are. If you're suffering from fear or worry or anxiety or depression or whatever it is, loneliness, whatever it is, this little book is, it may be little, but it's powerful. Little is much, friend, when God's in it. Overcoming fear with faith. If you feel like you're filled with fear, filled with anxiety, filled with worry, this is my gift to you. It's free. Just call the number 918-495-7777 or go online, richardroberts.org/offer. Get your copy today. It's free. Someone who has injured your left hand, it's here. It goes down into the palm of your hand. It's a nerve condition, and it really bothers you. You're being healed right now in Jesus' name. That pain is leaving you in the authority of Jesus' name. Now, anyone receiving a healing, thank you. Anyone receiving a healing, call us. Now, let us know. Let us know what God is doing. I want to say, yes, I'll do that. A pain in the lower part, the lower part of your neck, right just above your shoulder blade, that's being healed right now. You've not been able to move you've not been able to make this movement right here. It's just excruciating pain when you try to put your shoulders back. Now you're being healed. And also there's a person, you've lost hearing, not all your healing, but part of your hearing in both ears. And you're being healed right now. Oh, glory to God. And also there's another word about chest pain. Right here in the center, God's healing you right now. That pain is just, it's evaporating, it's just leaving. Well, that's why we're doing this program. Because this is the place for miracles. It's happening every day. Sheila in Smith's Station, Alabama. I'm sowing this $500 seed, believing for a continuous flow of God's miracles in my life. Sheila, God bless you, and God meet every need you have and multiply this $500 seed that you're sowing against the need that you have. Alan and his wife in Raleigh, North Carolina, just called in a $100 gift saying, please pray for my kidneys. I'm diagnosed with stage 5 kidney disease and the restoration of my eyesight. I'm planting this $100 seed against my need. Alan, in Jesus' name, you didn't tell me if it's your mom, if it's you or your wife, but I'm praying over you. I rebuke the stage 5 kidney disease. And I pray for the restoration of your eyesight in Jesus' name. Belinda in Houston, I'm sowing this $100 seed against the mass in my pelvis and some ovarian issues and other things that she mentioned. Belinda, I'm sending the word to you right now. I rebuke the mass in your pelvis and the ovary issues. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Cassandra calling from New Caney, Texas. Richard, I'm sowing this $110 seed, believing God for complete healing from pericarditis and other heart issues. In Jesus' name, please pray. Cassandra, I receive your gift, which is given toward your need, and pray for your healing. I rebuke the pericarditis in Jesus' name and the other heart issues. Esther in Mesa, Arizona, I'm requesting prayer. I injured my back. I'm 95 years young, and I want your prayers. She said, I'm sowing this $100 seed. 95 years of age, still sowing seed. Praise, you never are too old to sow unto the Lord. She's sowing it against her need. Esther, I'm praying over you right now, and I'm believing for you to be able to walk normally in Jesus' mighty name. Praise God. Deborah in Las Vegas. I'm sowing this $50 seed against my need. My friend Denisha and I both sent our offerings in. I want the Lord, I want a closer walk with the Lord, and I want wisdom in my life, and also pray for my blood pressure. Deborah, I'm praying over you right now. I rebuke the blood pressure issue, and I pray for you to be closer to God than you've ever been in every area of your life. Others calling in gifts from North Carolina, from Germany. Andreas in Bethel, Germany, calling in a $200 seed from Germany. Please pray for me and for my family. Andreas, I'm praying over you right now, believing God sending the word to you in Germany for your healing. You can call right now. The number is 918-495-7777. Call for prayer. This just come in? Okay, Lubica in Ontario, Canada, she's up, needs prayer concerning a cyst, lump on her breast, a lymph node under her arm. Just called in. She's calling in now. Lubica, in the name of Jesus. Lubica, there's no distance in prayer. God's right here where I am in the United States, right there where you are in Canada. I rebuke the cyst, I rebuke the lump, and I rebuke the lymph node under your arm, and I pray for your healing. Katie in Greenwood, Mississippi, just called in. Please pray for my grandbaby who keeps gaining and losing weight. The baby is a twin. In Jesus' name, I'm praying for both babies. In Jesus' name, for healing, for the weight to stabilize. Victor just called in a moment ago from Pompano Beach, dealing with type 2 diabetes. And also his mother has a lot of pain and weakness, just got out of the hospital. Victor, I'm praying over you. I rebuke the type 2 diabetes. And I pray for your mother to be healed. Eddie just called from Cortez, Colorado. I need God to strengthen my heart and a hernia to be repaired. In Jesus' name, Eddie, there's no distance in prayer. He's up in Colorado. In Jesus' name, Eddie, I pray for you to be healed. Jesse up in Dexter, New York, just called a moment ago. Please pray for my mother and for me. Watching you right now live, Dexter in New York. In Jesus' name, Jesse, I pray over you. I rebuke this satanic attack. And Kathy in Lancaster, Kentucky, I rebuke the high blood pressure problem. Just calling in right now, watching live. Lily in Columbia, South Carolina, I need a healing from diabetes, heart, and several other things. Watching you live right now. Lily, in Jesus' name, be healed. Lily, your faith is the victory. Let your faith go. Believe with me. Patricia in Martin, Tennessee. Yes, a lot of flooding in that area of the country right now. We're having rain, but they're having flooding in Kentucky and Tennessee. Please pray for the rain to stop and the flooded streets to be cleared. In the name of Jesus, Patricia, I'm praying for the Lord to stop the floods in that area of the country. I'm seeing it on the news early this morning. Patricia, I agree with you. I believe God for that rain to stop now. Lester in Riverside, Illinois, praying over you right now over the prayer request you just sent in. Marie in Evanston, Illinois, praying over you from the effects of the stroke. Maria, El Cajon, California, too many to read on the air right now. Praying over you right now, Maria, in Jesus' name. God bless every one of you. Thanks for joining me today. Remember, order your little book, Overcoming Fear. I got it right here, Overcoming Fear with Faith. I'm out of time. Jesus is a healing Jesus. He really is.